Why don't we move to finalizations, and first is number 14, resident, non-resident criteria. Tony?
Good morning, Mr., or good afternoon, Chairman, Commissioner, Secretary Hepler, Tony Life Director of the Wildlife Division here. The first sheet in your book for finalizations, that'd be those yellow pages. Page number 14 is the administrative action to finalize the resident, non-resident criteria. I'll take you back to the conversation we had a month ago when these criteria were proposed by the commission. We had a very good conversation about the origin of those, the work group that was put together. Incidentally, I want to make sure to thank those members of that work group that have joined us here today. We're able to speak in support of the product of that work group and anyone else who didn't speak, who might be a member of that. Thank you for your service and assistance in preparing this document. Essentially, the five-step process that's shown here that would be the evaluation of the criteria would be, of course, first to identify the issue. And to flesh out alternatives that might be brought forward to address the issue that is of concern here. Historical considerations, the second point there, are very important. However, I think as we discussed last month, just because it's been that way for a long time doesn't mean it should stay that way. But I think getting the foundation of where we've been is important to know. I've heard it said before, and in particular, you might recall the discussion we had on non-resident waterfall, is that a deal was a deal, and that nothing should change because of that deal. That was 20 years ago. Many things change in 20 years. So again, history is very important, but it's not the driving force. The largest driving force, as is mentioned, if you look at the list of questions on number two, says the first and foremost or foundational factor are biological considerations. Quite honestly, if we have biological considerations or we have information that helps steer the management of a population that is involved in one of these resident, non-resident license allocation issues, it really makes it much easier. I mean, it really makes it a point that we can identify provides the best opportunity for our existing residents and non-residents, and ultimately preserves an opportunity for those that may come along in the future. But those biological considerations, as mentioned on question number two in the accompanying sheet, certainly would lend towards a little bit more driven decision if those biological considerations are there. Barring any biological considerations, then things fall down to the social considerations and those financial considerations. And I think you heard arguments on both sides of the particular issue that's up for discussion later today when it comes to the resident and non-resident archery licenses, that there are certainly social considerations, some very strong social considerations, and there are also financial considerations that have been expressed. But typically, as you know, a typical problem-solving process is to first identify those issues, talk about where you've been, and then talk about all those different impacts, whether it be biological, social, or financial consideration. Mr. Chairman, the department does not have any recommended changes to these criteria for you today. We certainly would entertain any conversation you wish to have, but believe that these have been vetted well and are ready for your adoption, should you see appropriate.
Thank you. Questions, comments?
Move adoption.
Your second?
Second.
As soon as I say this, I suppose I'll have forgotten something, but did we receive any negative comments to these?
We did receive comment. I read those, Mr. Chairman, but I can't recall a strong negative feeling one way or the other.
Yeah. Okay. Well, any discussion, questions, comments? All in favor of adopting these resident, non-resident criteria, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? So when we put these wherever we're going to put these, could we make sure to put the date of May 2019, so 10 years from now, we'll know where it began, because remember we tried to find the source of the 8% rule, and that might help putting a date on it.
Sure.
The other part of this is, we did have some discussion, and then we set it aside pending this, but we had discussion about doing a small survey, if you will, of who the non-residents are. And I know that that survey has been prepared in draft. I didn't really think that we should proceed with that until we had done this. So unless there's some objection by the commission, I would like to proceed and with that. More or less the department has some concern with it.
Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, Secretary Hepler, Kevin Roblin here, Deputy Secretary of Game, Fish, and Parks. We do have that survey put together. You've reviewed that survey to ask some of those broader generalized questions, who are our non-residents? And we definitely can proceed with that survey if it's up to the commission's wishes. We can definitely obtain a scientific sample regarding, you know, a geographic distribution of that sample we should maybe talk about. Do you want a statewide distribution? Do you want an East River or West River or Black Hills? If you want to break those strata up, we need to definitely have a representative sample within each one. So there would be some further questions we need to ask the commission, and with that, we can have that discussion now or into the future as well.
Would it be acceptable to the commission if we vote to approve it and then give maybe the chairman and vice chairman the leeway to work with the department to figure out the details? Would that be okay? Or Commissioner Boyd.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Quick question. When did we see those questions? Or were they sent to the full commission or just worked through the leadership?
Yeah, my understanding is, you haven't seen them, and that's part of the protocol for doing a survey. You don't disclose those questions for fear that might, I don't know, I'm not going to say this right, but they might get out and somehow affect the survey. So there's just general concepts that are disclosed.
Yes, survey bias is a concern regarding the sharing of that survey and how that might influence the survey questions at the end of the day. So yes, very few folks have seen the draft. I believe Commissioner Jensen has. If there's any interest on this body, we can definitely share it with whoever has that interest, get you that survey draft, and move forward from there.
Otherwise, it's kind of a secret, huh?
I guess more importantly is getting concurrence from the commission.
Yes.
That to move forward with such of a survey. I mean, the details that go into it, again, we rely on our staff that have the expertise to be able to identify the right questions and the right way to ask those questions so you get unbiased responses and are able to have some meaningful information. So I think that's what's more important, is if there's general consensus among the commission that we should pursue that, we will definitely move forward.
Right. And keep the questions to the staff until they're sent out, right?
If that's all right with you, Mr. Chairman.
Sure. All right.
Mr. Chairman, do you need a motion to that effect?
I do.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye, please.
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes. So we'll work out the details.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.